You are tuned to 106.1 FM, WSCA, LP Portsmouth. We are Portsmouth Community Radio, and welcome to Local Folk. I'm your host, Steve Carrigan. I've got a great show for you tonight. I have an awesome guest, part of somebody who makes what I'm going to say, local folk culture happen right here in the Seacoast area. I cannot introduce him yet because I have to give you guys a little bit of info first, such as the weather. 15 miles per hour with gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. I was out on Four Tree Island, and it felt like about 30 miles per hour the whole time. I was working on a roof out there, and man, it just felt like I was working on a roof on a highway. It was unbelievable. Anyways, so hey, there's one for the computer. They got it right. All right. Enough of this nonsense. I mean, it's all very important stuff, but I have my guest, and I want to talk to him. His name is Frank Lanford, and he has been around, in and around this area as far as I can remember. I've seen him all over the place. Not really from the Portsmouth, New Hampshire session, but he actually runs his own session. He's been listening to the music and performing it and being in sessions and doing all kinds of things for a really long time. He's someone that really makes the folk culture happen, especially in the Rochester area where he runs a session. What night do you run that, Frank?
Now, we have two sessions. We have a Wednesday session, which is the one I started on the second and fourth Wednesdays. It originally was in Dover, and we moved up to Rochester to Mel Flanagan's Irish Pub there. That's where we have it. And that's at about 6:30 on the second and fourth Wednesdays of the month. And every Friday of the month is an open session also. These are called Irish Pub Sings.
Irish Pub Sings.
Because we don't just sing Irish music, we sing what you hear in a pub in Ireland. And they love American country, the old country especially. They love bluegrass. They love some more modern songs, but love songs and things, but folk songs also.
I want to talk about this. First of all, I didn't even get a chance to say thank you for coming and appearing on my show. I jumped way ahead of the game.
Thank you for having me.
About the sessions. Okay. You're welcome. And the next step is we're talking about, I have people from sessions all over the place. And, you know, to me, a session's a really important aspect of how folk culture happens around here. And you just made a distinction about what you call your session. And what did you call, just one more time, what do you call it?
We call it an Irish pub sing.
Now, how is that different from other sessions that are around
here?
Well,
a lot of the sessions are mostly instrumental. Some are singing and instrumental. Ours has some instrumental, but it's mostly singing.
Mostly singing?
Mostly singing.
Is it mostly accompanied singing?
Quite a bit of it is. Some of it is a cappella, but a lot of it is with the musicians that we have joining us in the songs we sing. I myself only play the bawron and the ukulele, and I don't very often play the ukulele at my sessions. I play that in a group that plays out of the Dover Community Center called the Silver Strummers because of the color of most of our hair.
Oh, I see. Not because of the
magicals. And we sing a lot of old songs in that, too. But getting back to the sessions, I have a lot of good musicians that join me and enjoy it. So
okay, so you get them, do you invite them?
I go around inviting them. Anytime I meet someone that plays, I invite them.
And you say, hey, you play an instrument. I need an accompanist.
No, I don't say that. I say, wouldn't you like to come and sing with us?
Ah, okay, okay.
Sing your own songs and join us in ours.
Sing song. Okay, so to you, it's the singing is the important aspect of it. Is it
of the sessions we do, it's the most important asset. It's not all of it, but it's an important part,
It's a really important part.
Accompaniment is nice, yes.
Accompaniment
and
is nice.
To have some good musicians with us really helps a lot.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I've talked to a lot of musicians and and in performing with them, I've found that some of them very much enjoy being an accompanist, sometimes even more so than leading songs, mm-hmm. or at the very least, it's a break or it's mm-hmm. something different that they do.
If they enjoy playing and they don't mind singing, so, most of the musicians I have like to sing also, so they'll sing their songs and play with their songs, and then they'll join us and play with the songs. A few of us that don't play much, they'll join us and play ours also. So
okay, so
and they've learned a lot of ours. So that's, and
they've learned a lot.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
See, you came in today with and said, "I've got all these songs." First of all, you said that you play the boron, so you brought your own accompaniment today, which is your boron.
I brought that for a couple of drum songs that I may do. Yes,
okay,
yes,
and also perhaps when you do sing, you don't need accompaniment.
No,
all.
I don't necessarily.
Okay.
No, it's nice to have it, but I can sing without it.
Okay.
So
can we get an example of some? You had a bunch of songs that are good for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I would like to hear.
How about if we start with one that probably a lot of your people who know folk music will know? It's a seafaring and considered Irish also, the Fiddler's Green.
Fiddler's Green. Okay, yeah. So let's. That is a sort of a seafaring song. It was, do you know if it is officially Irish or if it's officially maritime or what?
I know
not that it matters.
A lot of Irish musicians who sing it also. So,
okay,
I would consider it some of each.
It's something that could happen.
And seafaring and Irish go together. So
I think they do too. It's Ireland's
in my book,
a small place.
So Ireland's a small country, and it's got the sea all around it.
It's got the sea all around. I heard they don't like to eat too much seafood, though. They export most of it. So strange.
Yeah, they do. They export a lot of it. So, yes.
Anyways. All right. Yes. So this is called Fiddler's Green, and Frank Lanford singing Fiddler's Green. Hey, if you don't mind, we were kind of chatting before.
Join on the refrain with me?
That's what I was going to ask.
I
if you'd like me
you
to.
I assume you know it.
I know it. I'm going to listen to how you do it because
okay.
People do it differently.
Okay.
And then after that, if I feel comfortable, I will join you.
Okay,
very
yep.
good. Right here on Local Folk. All right, let's hear it.
As I rode by the dockside one evening so rare, to view the still waters and taste the salt air, I heard an old fisherman singing this song. Oh, take me away, boys, me time is not long. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you one day on Fiddler's Green. Oh, Fiddler's Green is a place I've heard tell, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell, where the weather is fair and the dolphin do play, and the cold coast of Greenland is far, far away. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumpers. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you one day on Fiddler's Green, where the sky's always blue and there's never a gale, where the fish jump on board with a swish of their tail, where you lie at your leisure, there's no work to do, and the skipper's below making tay for the crew. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you one day on Fiddler's Green. When you're back to the dock and your long trip is through, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too, and the girls are all pretty and the beer is all free, and there's bottles of rum growing from every tree. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you one day on Fiddler's Green. Well, I don't want a harp nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a free rolling sea. I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with the wind in the rigging to sing me this song. Wrap me up in me oilskins and jumper. No more on the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates, and I'll see you one day on Fiddler's Green.
Great. Excellent. Boy, this is a moment I don't normally sing on my own show. I'm not supposed to sing on my own show. I'll sing later.
Hey,
though.
It's great to have you joining me. I've heard you sing before, so.
Hey, and that's a great song. I mean, I've actually heard that's a modern song. But tell me, let's just go back a little bit. Did you grow up listening to traditional music? Let's just say traditional music.
I grew up in a household where my folks watched Mitch Miller and Lawrence Welk along with some other music shows, and I watched them with them until I got to an age where I may have rebelled a little bit and went more into the British rock at that time. So this is back in the late 60s.
So, you know, I mean, people talk about the Lawrence Welk, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'd never seen that before, and I always grew up with it. Lawrence Welk is something that my grandmother would listen to or something.
A lot of the old American music, but I'm talking back.
That stuff was okay,
decades
though, wasn't
ago,
it?
But it was good music, yes.
Did you appreciate it at the time? Or were you
at
just
the
like...
time, I appreciated some of it, yes.
Some of it.
Yes.
Yeah, I look back now, and those giant accordions that they would play were something else. I thought they were something else, you know, and they would always wear like big diamond rings, and it would be very sparkly.
The old polka songs and the honky-tonk piano and a lot of good music coming out of the show, really, when they played the old polkas and did some honky-tonk piano with the lady playing the honky tonk. So
yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, I so it all, you know, it was certain. I mean, it was a little bit glitzier, but certainly it had a folk element to it.
It had
I
a folk
say,
element to it.
Know?
Yes,
and then you got into the British rock and this and that and the other thing. Well, what brought you back to? Was there a time where you sort of rediscovered folk music?
When I lived in the Farmington, Maine area, central Maine area, I followed a folk group, Schooner Fair, around and probably heard them sing a couple hundred different concerts, different places.
Hundreds?
Hundreds, yes. We followed them. My wife and I followed them around for 20-something years.
Do they still perform?
And we still see them. They performed at the Dover Irish Fest this fall, so...
Schooner Fair.
Is it?
It sounds like maritime music.
It's not just maritime music, but a lot of maritime music, some Irish music, a lot of folk music, and probably a third to a half of it that the members of the group wrote.
Oh, okay. So some original music.
A lot of
as
original
well.
Music songs. Yes.
Was yeah. it? What were the? What is the instrumentation in that?
The instrumentation in that group would be 6-string guitar or 12-string guitar, and the fellow who played the 12-string may sometimes play a 5-string banjo, and for many years they had a fellow playing electric bass with them, but around 10 years ago, in that period, he had cancer and passed on, and they still do a memorial concert for him, so that's...
Okay.
They miss him very much, and the rest of us who heard him miss him.
Yeah.
He wrote some songs and sang some songs. He was French Canadian blood, and he sang songs like Quebecois, which was one he wrote, or maybe one of the Romanoff brothers wrote that. Steve may have written that, but Tom Rowe helped him sing it, and. He wrote a song called Big House, Little House, Back House, Barn about the Maine farms, the New England farms.
Yeah,
you see them around here also that had all the outbuildings all connected one to the other. So that's and another one I liked that he wrote for his father or grandfather, maybe it was called Saltwater Farm. Saltwater Farm and wanting to own a saltwater farm.
What is a saltwater farm?
It's a farm where you're close to the ocean,
yeah,
but you can till the soil and then you can go out and do some lobstering or fishing.
That's my kind of farm. That's what I want to own.
That's the Portsmouth area type of thing, the seacoast type of thing.
Yeah. So yes. I mean, how great would that be? Yeah. You know? I'm thinking I might have to wind up going further north to, if I'm ever going to,
I own a bunch of land up there, and it's just too far away from civilization. That's the problem.
Oh, this is civilization.
This is a little more civilized with a lot more music going on down this way. So,
well that ain't, yes. that is the truth. There is there is a lot of music going on down here. Yeah. So, but I'm actually at the Schooner Fair website, and I see these two guys here, and it makes me, the way that you describe them really makes me want to hear them.
And that is Steve and Chuck Romanoff, the two that you see now. So they're the members of the group. So
okay.
brothers.
Yeah.
One of them lives up around the Falmouth area, and the other one lives in Freeport, or he did anyway.
Now, you've been to hundreds of their shows. Do you think we could get them onto this show?
That's a good question. You could ask them.
I probably am going to have to ask them. I mean, if somebody mentions a band that they like on this show, I feel like
they're a great New England band, and there's a lot of people that follow them. And when they come to... they used to come to the Friday night concerts and perform in Dover before they had the Irish Fest.
So these guys are like write songs about Maine.
They write songs about New England.
About New England.
Yes.
Okay. And you grew up here in New England.
And I grew up and lived until I was 26, I believe it was, in Newburyport, Mass.
In Newburyport. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Another town, a lot like Portsmouth now. So.
Yeah, yeah. No, my wife grew up in Newburyport as well.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
Yes,
it's
I know her,
town.
And she did grow up in Newburyport. We talked about it. So
there's some.
She's a little younger than me, but.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, I think so, but
a bit, but anyway.
You know, but Newburyport was different back then.
Newburyport was a lot different back then.
Okay.
Yes.
So now it's all fancy, kind of like they're making. Do you think they're making Portsmouth?
But the first place I played and sang at an Irish session was in Newburyport.
Well, tell me about that.
That was at a pub at the time called Jacob Marley's, and it was run at that time. It had been sold by the fellow who started it. He had another one in Marblehead, but the one in Newburyport he had sold to a lady who was from Ireland and her husband, and she wanted to bring back an Irish session into the club. And she hired a fella from Southie by the name of Bob Folks and a local fiddler in the Newburyport area, E.J. Ouellette. And E.J. still plays in the area.
The name sounds very familiar, E.J. Ouellette. Mm. And he plays down in Newburyport?
He still plays in this area, yeah.
Does he come to your Rochester?
He hasn't come up to my Rochester session, but that's probably because he's busy playing elsewhere.
Yeah, probably.
He has his own group, and he goes around doing his music. So
it sounds like incredibly familiar. Okay,
yeah.
So so you go to this session. It's the first session that you went to was in Newburyport.
Yes,
and is what you do now modeled on that, or was it more of a singing? Or
that
or?
Was a singing session mostly.
Okay.
There were probably 2/3 singing and 1/3 tunes. So, and I've tried to model my session on sessions similar to how those sessions ran and how they're still running. That session has moved 4 times to different pubs, and we just moved recently because the club we were playing in Georgetown, Mass, which was Rory O'Connor's, closed. So we are now singing at a club a couple miles down the road for that called the Rock Pond Pub. That's
Rock.
A Tuesday night session that I go to that is run by a fellow by the name of Bill Perry. A lot of fiddles at that session.
A lot of fiddles.
But some singing.
Okay, okay. So it's called, what was the place called again? The Rock?
Rock Pond Pub.
Rock Pond Pub, is it an Irish pub or is it?
It's not necessarily an Irish pub.
Okay. It's a place you can get good beer.
You can get food, beer, and have a good time.
Well, what else
that's
do you need?
Good
really?
Crack is what an Irish session's all about. That means good fun. So
we should say that's spelled C-R-A-I-C?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Yes.
Good crack, good fun. Speaking of good fun, you want to do another song?
Sure, we can do another song. I do a lot of different songs. Not all Irish, not all folk. This one was written, I was going to say, back in the 60s.
Okay.
By a fella that probably most of your listeners know. All of them probably should know of him. It was the Man in Black.
The Man in Black.
Johnny
okay.
Cash.
Yeah.
But this is a song he wrote about Ireland, which you won't hear very often.
Okay.
You'll hear a lot of his country songs, but yeah. This is a song that he wrote, and it took me a long time to find this. Actually, I had to buy a record of him singing this song from back in the 60s, and I had it put onto a CD so I could listen to it.
No kidding.
Yes.
What's the name of the song?
40 Shades of Green.
40 Shades of Green. Now, I have heard of this song, but I've never heard Johnny Cash.
You've never heard Johnny Cash do it.
Not him do it, no. Yeah. If I have to go put a record, I don't know what to do with a record nowadays. I don't know.
We'll have to see if we can get it.
No, I'm just kidding. We have our record players here. So this is called...
Yes, you do have turntables here, so...
40 Shades of Grey?
40 Shades... No.
No.
Not 50 Shades of Grey or whatever either.
Wait a minute. I was
40 totally... Shades of Green.
I mean, of green. You know that's what
from
I...
From the Man in Black.
This is from the Man in Black. That's why I thought gray. 40 Shades of Green. Frank Lanford.
I close my eyes and picture the emerald of the sea. From the fishing boats at Dingle to the shores of Dunedee, I miss the River Shannon and the folks at Skibbereen, the moorlands and the meadows with their 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss the girl in Tipperary town, and most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again I long to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. I wish that I could spend an hour at Dublin's churning surf. I long to watch the farmers drain the bogs and spade the turf, to see again the thatching of the straw the women glean. I'd walk from Cork to Larne to see the 40 shades of green. But most of all, I miss the girl in Tipperary town, and most of all, I miss her lips as soft as eiderdown. Again I long to see and do the things we've done and seen, where the breeze is sweet as Shalimar and there's 40 shades of green. Well?
Well, that's great. Yeah. Yeah, I can assure you, my audience, the hundreds of listeners are cheering. You can't hear them here. It's not two ways. Hey.
He appreciated the Irish so much after being over there and playing for them that he wrote this song for them.
Well, this is what I was going to say. He wrote the song. This is not a traditional one that he did.
No.
And it sounds like the way I picture Ireland, although quite frankly, I've never been there.
I've been there.
You've been there.
And
okay.
I enjoyed it very much.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to ask you about that in just one second. I just have to let people know that, first of all, you're listening to Local Folk here on WSCA, and I'm your host, Steve Carrigan. And I need to let you know that programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible by you, our members, and by the Seacoast Growers Association, presenting farmers markets in the Seacoast region for 32 years with local produce, meats, prepared foods, garden plants, and handcrafted goods. Seacoastgrowers.org. All right, and that's a message from our underwriter. I also want to let you know that all of my programs are archived. If you go to stephencarrigan.com, S-T-E-P-H-E-N, Carrigan, C-A-R-R-I-G-A-N. That'd be stephencarrigan.com. There's a tab there for Local Folk. And if you go there, all of these, well, just about all of them. I think there's two that might be missing. But almost all of them are archived, so you can always go back and listen. And I also recently made a podcast, and I'm adding episodes all the time to the podcast. So I'm trying to get out there and let people know what's going on in the Portsmouth, New Hampshire area. Not just Portsmouth, New Hampshire, but the Seacoast area. Dover was just rated as one of these really fancy, one of these up-and-coming places. What's next? Rochester? Are they going to put that on the list? They probably said, but Portsmouth is just a really lovely place. You might want to come visit. Now they make it all fancy. Now they're saying the same thing about Dover.
The people that don't wish to live in Dover are buying houses in the Rochester area. That's, and the ones that can't quite afford Portsmouth. So places are a little more reasonable up that way.
Yeah. So. The first gig that I ever played, I think as an adult, was at Rochester. It was at that Slim's Tex-Mex. Man, it was a disaster.
After I finished the Friday night sessions the past few weeks, as I say, my Friday night and Wednesday night sessions are at Mel Flanagan's Irish Pub, which is at 50 North Main Street in Rochester. Got to get a smaller.
Oh, you can tell us. Tell us all about it, actually. Right now is about time for the musical calendar.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So your session is every Friday.
It's every Friday and the second and fourth Wednesdays. And this coming Wednesday is the fourth Wednesday of the month, and this is a very important session because this week we have the young people from Northern Ireland, from the Belfast area and around there. I understand quite a few of them are from Carrickfergus this time. They are coming to join us this Wednesday at our session. They're from the program Friends Forever, which is sponsored by quite a few Rotary clubs and things. So that's.
Are you a Rotarian?
No, I'm not.
Okay, what
I'm
is
not,
it?
The Rotary Club is a organization that helps out local causes. I know in the Dover area, I don't know about Portsmouth, but in the Dover area and also in the Kittery area, the Rotary Club is sponsoring the 68 hours of ending the 68 hours of hunger, which is feeding young people in the school system who are in the free lunch program, but they don't get anything for the weekends. So this gives them a backpack to take home and gives them food for the weekends.
Really?
That's something else the Rotary does. But enough of that. Let's get back to Irish
sessions. Yeah, no.
But that's
yeah.
a good program also.
Well, it sounds like you have some kind of community involvement, though.
I was 2 weekends ago at a program at the Second Christian Church in Kittery. It's their monthly Kittery Coffee House, which is a bunch of locals singing music, and quite often it has some bluegrass and country and some folk.
And some Irish?
And some Irish.
And so you go to that sometimes?
I helped one of the guys that sings with me in Rochester sing a couple songs the past time when we went, so...
Now,
he asked me to sing a couple with him, so I did. So.
Well, do you find that being involved in the music, so, you know, publicly there in Rochester, opens up, you know, the doors for all of these other things?
It lets you meet a lot of people doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
Some in music and some just like the music.
Yeah.
So, and it's so nice to meet the people and talk to them.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great part of the music is the socializing.
Is the socializing. That's what
yes.
I always thought. I mean,
yep.
you know, that's what I do on this show, you know. I mean, in a lot of ways, you always want to know more about people, you know. And so I go out and meet people, but then there's this music. So I don't really get to talk to them. So I had to make a radio show in order to do that.
And you don't even get to sing on it.
I hope I do. I hope I get to again.
Not a lot.
But speaking of singing, this Wednesday, which is just 2 days from now.
2 days from now.
So we'll use this as this will be our musical calendar. So in 2 days, mark your calendar. Go to Rochester. All right.
To Mel Flanagan's Irish Pub.
And that's on 50 what?
50 North Main Street, right downtown on the one-way circle.
Downtown on the one-way circle, so it's right in the
Rochester,
middle of there.
Yeah.
And what time is it at?
And it's about 6:30, 7 o'clock. Between 6:30 and 7 we start, so.
Okay, and there will be a group of young Northern Irishmen there
as
well?
Yes, they'll be there joining us. This is the third or fourth year that they have come and joined us for it, so.
Okay, and
it's been great to meet them. They're really interesting to talk to. So.
Okay, yes.
And listen to. So.
And listen to as well. Do they bring a specific type of music from Northern Ireland, like Irish music?
Not all of them are musically inclined, but all of them like music pretty much.
Okay, so it's not a musical group.
No, it's not a musical group.
Okay.
They will be there to enjoy the camaraderie of meeting people over here.
Okay. Hey, that's great. I was an exchange student. I can tell you that it's
yes,
very valuable.
You know how that is then. Yeah,
it's incredibly valuable, you know. So that's great. Gee, I may have to swing by there myself. I still haven't been by because it's always in conflict with the press room session that I go to on Fridays. But
see, there is the second and fourth Wednesdays.
I didn't even know about that. I didn't even know about that, and now my musical community knows about it. Let's do another song.
The song I'd like to do right now is a song about an Irishman. It's a fictitious song. But it was written about an Irishman who fought for Joshua Chamberlain, who led a charge at Gettysburg, at Little Round Top.
Okay.
And Joshua Chamberlain, later on, was the president of Bowdoin College and the governor of Maine.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes. And he lived to be 80-something years old with three bullets that he brought back from the Civil War in him.
Whoa. 80 what?
And still lived to be 80-something years old.
80-something is 80-something.
And this is back in the 1800s. Well, he lived to 1920 almost, or around then, so.
And he said, man, this was roaring 20s. Yeah. This is out of control. Yeah. Time to die.
And he, before he was a colonel in the Union's war, was a philosophy teacher at Bowdoin College.
A philosophy teacher?
Philosophy teacher.
So he was like the poet warrior.
Well, they aren't all necessarily poets, but they're philosophers.
but this is a fictitious song.
It was written by a fellow by the name of Steve Earle, who also wrote another song I'll sing if I have time called Galway Girl.
Okay, cool.
And he wrote this song, Dixieland, for one of the movies back in, I think it was the 70s or 80s, about the Civil War and about Gettysburg. I don't think it was the movie Gettysburg. It might have been Glory or one of those, but he wrote this song for a movie.
Those were good. Okay, yeah, let's hear it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
I am Kilrain, I'm a fighting man, and I come from the County Clare. And the Brits would hang me for a Fenian, so I took my leave of there. I crossed the ocean in the Ariane, she's the vilest tub afloat. And the captain's brother was a railroad man, and he met us at the boat. So I joined up with the 20th Maine, as I told you, friends, I'm a fighting man. We're marching south in the pouring rain, we're all going down to Dixieland. I am Kilrain of the 20th Maine, and we fight for Chamberlain, 'cause he stood right with us when the Johnnies came like a banshee on the wind. When the smoke cleared after Gettysburg, many a mother wept, for many a good boy died there sure, and the air smelled just like death. I am Kilrain of the 20th Maine, and I march to hell and back again. For Colonel Joshua Chamberlain, we're all going down to Dixieland. I am Kilrain of the 20th Maine, and I damn all gentlemen, for their only worth is their father's name and the sweat of the working man. We came from the farms and the city streets in 100 foreign lands, and we spilt our blood in the battle's heat. Now we're all Americans. I am Kilrain of the 20th Maine, as I told you, friends, I'm a fighting man. I'll not be back this way again, 'cause we're all going down to Dixieland.
Nice. Frank Lanford singing Dixieland, a Steve Earle song. That's great. The Maine, he's from Maine.
It's much nicer when the song is played by quite a few fiddles. In between, there's a bridge that goes in between each verse, would be much nicer with some instrumentation, but not bad the way I did it, I hope so.
No, not. I don't think so at all. Actually, you know, to me, sometimes I ask people when they're listening to a song, what do they hear first? Do they hear the words or do they hear the tune? How about yourself?
That depends on the song. Sometimes I hear the words, sometimes the tune.
Yeah, okay. So you could, you know, it all depends. Okay,
yeah.
So some people are just tune.
It's different on.
But for me, I hear the tune first. So to hear you singing these without instrumentation is making me listen to the words a lot more.
Yes,
and
it does. It does that.
I am really enjoying these songs. So I sing on Thursday nights at the Stone Church.
Right.
6 to 9, right? Yes. So what I would like people to do is come in and request those songs.
Jordan's session. Yes, that's a good time, too.
That's exactly it. So, and, you know, so me and Jordan and Jim. Yeah, yeah. Have been kind of a core group of people playing there, and then sometimes people, you know, whatever. I mean, it's good, you know. Mm-hmm. It's 6 to 9 mm-hmm. anyways, but we don't learn the songs unless somebody comes to request them. So I would ask people to request those so I can learn them the week after.
Well, here's another one. I don't know if you sing this one or not. Do you sing Galway Girl?
Well, that I do sing.
Can join me on this one then.
Okay, yeah, let's sing along. Here on Local Folk,
yes.
Why not? That's what this
yes,
is all about.
That's what it's all about.
Let's do it.
Well, I took a stroll of an old long walk of a day. Hey. I met a little girl, and we stopped to talk of a fine old day, and I asked your friend, what's a fella to do? Because her hair was black and her eyes were blue. We got that back, but and I knew right then I'd be taking a whirl round the Salt Hill Prom with the Galway girl. Da 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 da. We were halfway there when the rain came down of a day, ay. And she asked me up to her flat downtown of a fine soft day, ay. Now I ask your friend, what's a fella to do? Cause her hair was black and her eyes were blue. So I took her hand and I gave it a twirl, and I lost my heart to the Galway girl. Da 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 da. And when I woke up, I was all alone, with a broken heart and a ticket home. And I ask you now, tell me, what would you do if her hair was black and her eyes were blue? I've traveled around, been all over this world, and I ain't seen nothing like a Galway girl.
You! There you go. I love that Galway girl. That's Steve Earle. So he wrote
the
both
bridges
of those songs.
He does with these songs are nice. There's a bridge that's similar to this with a lot of D's and G's that goes with Dixieland also.
Well, I'd like to hear it, because what we've been doing down at the – what we've been trying to do, because with Jordan is playing fiddle, he's such an awesome fiddle player, and I'm singing, so we've been trying to combine
I tried
tunes
to get Jordan
songs.
To learn the Dixieland bridge, but he didn't find the time to get to me at this point. So.
Ah, I see.
you can ask him to do it.
Well, I will. Well, yeah, I mean, I'm playing on Thursday nights.
Yes.
I'm telling you, the magic word is like
because Jordan's a great fiddler. So
he's like the best fiddler around. I'm telling
he's
you,
a
I really
real good
enjoy
fiddler.
It. So
yes,
he really makes you feel elevated by the music.
Now, after he plays there Thursday nights, lately he's been joining Tom Lanigan's band.
Well, he does, yeah. I mean, he goes over to Cara.
In Cara's in Dover, and I usually go over there and sing with them. And I've sang The Mermaid a few times for him. I also sing it for another Irish group down at Fury's, which is another pub in Dover also. So
you can literally have some kind of music every single night. Now, of course, on Mondays, you stay home and listen to the Local Folk program.
And Thursday
here.
Nights, after I go to those two places, there's a bluegrass session at the Barley Pub in Dover. And quite often, Steve Roy, who runs that jam, bluegrass jam, asked me to sing Irene Goodnight with some special lyrics, which I won't do on here.
Well,
but
thank you. Well, thank you. No, that's for a different crowd, I think.
Yes.
My audience has
different.
Such sensitive ears.
But it's enjoyable and it's fun. And there are other lyrics that can go with Irene Goodnight, but some of the young people and the players enjoy some of these other lyrics.
So you're out.
Few evenings of the week.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, because there's so much going on. There's bluegrass. Steve Roy is somebody that I would enjoy having on the show. So I think he's got something going on Monday night, so I may have to.
He was playing a session up in Portland someplace Tuesday, Monday night, so.
Yeah. That's okay. I'll find time to get him on. But, you know, so like I was saying, almost every single night of the week, you've got yours on Wednesdays, every other Wednesday and Friday.
Yeah.
Thursdays at Cara or the Stone Church earlier. Tuesdays, what's Tuesdays?
Tuesdays is a session an Irish session with both traditional and other music, folk music and things, at the Rock Pond Pub in Georgetown, Mass. Okay. On, I believe it's Route 97, the Groveland Road going out of Georgetown.
So there's the Rock Pond Pub there. Fridays also.
Fridays, Mel Flanagan's in Rochester. Flanagan's.
Sundays, I think Rocky down at Rera has something.
Has
on.
A session, and Kara's has been having a session the past few weeks on Sundays also in Dover.
That's so. Right, Kara in Dover. Okay, so if you want to go out and find this music, you can.
There is a place to do it almost every night of the week.
Well, that's the whole thing, you know, and you don't have to go become some kind of crazy fiddler or something in order to do it.
Just
you know?
Enjoy it. Go and enjoy it. We had a lady come last Friday night, who lives down here in Portsmouth, I believe, and she sang a couple songs with us out of a book that we give to some of the people if they want to sing a song called Rise Up Singing. You may have seen the book. It's by singout.com. You can find it on there. It's got lyrics and chords to 1,200 tunes in it.
I see.
Modern and old.
Rise. Well, now I've heard the term, you know, the Rise Up Sing. So this is a book?
That's a songbook. It's a great songbook.
With 1,200 songs in it.
Yeah.
And you guys choose from that?
We don't just choose from that. We can choose our own. We can do whatever we like pretty much.
Okay.
Which falls within a large expanded realm. So.
Oh, is there anything that you don't do at your Friday night?
I haven't heard too much rap.
No. Rap is always the one. You
Not
know?
That rap's bad, but it would have to be the right one.
But if Alan Eaton came in and did the Tick song, do you know that one?
I probably wouldn't have a problem with something Alan Eaton was doing.
It might be.
I know he does the River Driver.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I
yeah.
sing that also with my drum. So singing, playing my drum, and singing it.
Well,
so.
You brought your drum. Are you going to perform something?
I can do one. How about if I do? I learned the River Driver and the song I'd like to do, both from Great Big Sea, a group out of Newfoundland.
Okay, Newfoundland.
Yes.
You know, they say, understand, Newfoundland. That's how you say it. Great Big Sea. I just learned, like I said, I learned Mary Mack from Great Big Sea.
Yeah.
They're very, you know, they're like very caffeinated
and
during
this
song. This
song. There's a little murder and mayhem in it because it's about a pirate.
Great.
Captain Kidd. I don't know if you've heard the song or not.
Is it called Captain Kidd?
That's the name of the song, Captain Kidd.
No, I'm looking forward to it. And you're going to drum on
and
it as well?
It's in that book, Rise Up Singing. It's a little different wording in there. The wording I use is the wording I learned from Great Big Sea.
I see. Okay. Well, that's no problem.
In the book, it calls it, My Name is William Kidd.
Okay.
I sing it as My Name is Captain Kidd, because that's how I learned it from Great Big Sea.
Okay, but that's no big. That's not that bad.
That's not a big thing. I've heard the Makeham Brothers do it as William Kidd.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. This is a drum, an Irish drum, much as Steve plays also. I don't know if he's ever played it on his show or not.
Not on the show. I mean, singing
it's
the first
the
time on
this
show.
It's called the Bowron.
The Bowron.
But it's spelled Bodhran. So
it looks like it's Bodhran, you know.
But it's pronounced Bowron.
Now, yours has...
this is a different one, yes. I put this skin on this drum.
Okay. And
this is an African drum skin, which still has the hair on it.
That's what I was going to say. It has the hair all over it.
Except for where I've worn it off of it.
But did you originally play it with the hair on it? And it just
I
wore
bought
off?
One in Ireland 11 years ago when I was there that was like this.
Okay.
And I liked the lower tone of it so much that when that one had a problem a couple of years back, I tried to think of something to do, and I was able to pick up some of these skins from an African drum maker who...
That's cool.
Put this one on one of the frames I had that had a bad skin on it.
No kidding. Hey, that's pretty cool. And we should just explain Bowron is an instrument that is not played with the thing sitting in your lap. It's held perpendicular. It's held sideways.
Held sideways in one hand and beat with a double-ended beater in the other hand.
And this is the captain.
Tipper, beater, whatever you want to call the weapon we use to play it. So.
Yeah. Hey, right on. And this is Captain Kidd.
This is Captain Kidd.
Right on.
My my name is Captain Kidd. As I sail, oh, my name is Captain Kidd. As I sail. My name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid, and most wickedly I did as I sail. My father taught me well to shun the gates of hell, but the gates did I repel as I sail. He shoved the Bible in my hand, but I left it in the sand as I pulled away from land as I sail. My name is Captain Kidd. As I sailed, oh, my name is Captain Kidd, as I sail. My name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid, and most wickedly I did as I sail. I murdered William Moore, and I left him in his gore, 20 leagues away from shore, as I sail. And even crueler still, the gunner I did kill, oh, his precious blood did spill as I sail. My name is Captain Kidd, as I sail, join me if my name is Captain Kidd, as I sail. My name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid, and most wickedly I did as I sail. I was sick and nigh to death, and I vowed at every breath, oh, to walk in wisdom's path as I sail. My repentance lasted not, my vows I soon forgot, oh, damnation is my lot as I sail. My name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed, oh, my name is Captain Kidd, as I sail. My name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid, and most wickedly I did as I sail. To the execution dock, lay my head upon the block, laws no more I'll mock as I sail. So take warning here and heed, to shun bad company, or you'll wind up just like me as I sail. My name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed, oh, my name is Captain Kidd, as I sailed. My name is Captain Kidd, and God's laws I did forbid, and most wickedly I did as I sailed.
Cool. Very cool. Thanks for playing that.
Thank you.
I tried to pick it up. maybe if there was 7 or 8 more verses at it, you know, but... That's the way it goes when you're at a... I can fake it a lot better when I'm at a session with about 100, you know.
I learned that in the River Driver, playing the drum. But the River Driver, I haven't sang for so long, I'm not sure I could remember all the words.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Captain Kidd song is one of my grandchildren's favorite songs on that Great Big Sea CD.
No kidding. I like it how he leaves the guy in his gore.
And the Great Big Sea has played a few times here at the music hall. I've seen them twice at the music hall.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
Yes.
They play at the music hall sometimes?
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I was just kind of introduced to them
recently. I just got their schedule for next year. In April, they're going to be playing at the State Theater in Portland. So,
no kidding. Great Big Sea. Schooner
Big Sea.
Fair.
Schooner Fair, another great group.
These are all great groups too.
Plays around New England, and you can find them, I believe, at schoonerfair.com. So...
if you do a Google search for Schooner Fair, it says Schooner Fair Home, and it goes to this place called Outer Green.
Oh, Outer Green is their record company.
Oh, okay. Outer Green is their record company.
I believe it's their own company, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know. All right. Well, we have a, maybe I'll leave with this one right here, the Schooner Fair, the Rattlin' Bog.
How about if I do a song that I learned from Schooner Fair that was written by a Seacoast fella?
Okay.
Yeah, by the name of Tommy Makeham. We might know that
Tommy Makeham. That sounds somewhat familiar to me. I think they're naming an arts center after him.
I believe the Irish are naming a center after him, yes.
Right in Dover, Ireland. Right? Oh, in Ireland as well.
In Dover, they named the new bridge they built after he and his wife.
So.
Well, they named the bridge after, but now they're going to have a whole arts center performing
thing. They may be going to have a performing arts center, but I have only seen a little bit about it at this point.
Yeah, so. I only saw something conceptual.
Yes.
And
yes.
But anyways, all right, this is all just... Okay, yeah, we're going to have...
I'll sing this song that I learned from Schooner Fair that was written by Tommy Makem.
Okay.
Summer roads all full of turns and bends. Summer roads that lead to my old friends. Summer roads by summer streams where I live all my winter's dreams. And the good times always start down summer roads. There's a blossom on the hawthorn that scents the morning breeze. And the oak and the ash and the copper beech are covered down with leaves. And the road is bright in the morning light as it shines down from my door. And the lark is high in the golden sky, and I'm on my way once more. Down summer roads all full of turns and bends. Summer roads that lead to my old friends. Summer roads by summer streams, where I live all my winter's dreams, and the good times always start down summer roads. There's music all around me in every bush and tree, and the old crow in the cornbrake keeps calling out to me, and the robin's song rings all day long to greet me as I go. And as I pass in the roadside grass, the partridge nods hello. Down summer roads, all full of turns and bends. Summer roads that lead to my old friends. Summer roads by summer streams, where I live all my winter's dreams. And the good times always start down summer roads. In the quiet of the evening, I rosin up my bow. Then I start in nice and easy with something sweet and slow. There's a faster beat in the village street as the friends all start to sway. And the fiddle sings and the laughter rings and they dance till the break of day. Down summer roads all full of turns and bends. Summer roads that lead to my old friends. Summer roads by summer streams, where I live all my winter's dreams, and the good times always start down summer roads. There's a corner in my memory where all the good times stay, and in all my summer ramblings, there are good times every day. Round every bend I find a friend, a welcome and a smile, and pleasant hours and fields of flowers, a memory every mile. Down summer roads all full of turns and bends. Summer roads that lead to my old friends. Summer roads by summer streams where I live all my winter's dreams. And the good times always start down summer roads. I think I should have started that a key lower, but I'm losing it. Luckily, we're almost to the time.
Well, we are. We are actually to the time now. We're just a few seconds away. But, Frank, thanks a lot for sharing with us, for sharing some of that information, for the sharing the song, and for letting us know what's going on, and for being part of local folk culture here in New England.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, you're very welcome. Up next, we have Under the Radar, and I don't know if there's a theme or what. It's probably some kind of theme. They always have a theme on Under the Radar. They're award-winning.
Yeah.
What's?
Am I on?
I don't know. Let's see.
Can you hear me?
No.
I don't have the head.
Not yet.
Ah, here we go. Tell us what's going on.
Well, this is the soul edition of Under the Radar, and tonight I'm playing all cuts that were recorded in this millennium. Usually I'm going back into the 40s, 50s, 60s, so this is all relatively new stuff.
Well,
and there's
that's
lots
super cool.
of really great stuff out there.
Well, I'll tell
Although,
you what,
of course, my theme song is James Brown's Night Train, and that was not recorded in this millennium, but... Yeah, so I'm hoping everybody will hang with me at least until the debate comes on at 9.
Oh, is that what's going on? I don't know.
But, you know, if you have to watch the debate, then you can listen to the archives later, and I'll be posting it on my Facebook page. So.
All right, right on. Hey, you want me to start this song up?
Thanks so much, Steve.